Information technology is already big business in the Czech Republic, and it looks set to get even bigger. According to a recent study, some 700 new IT companies are expected to appear in the country over the next 4 years, potentially increasing jobs in this area by almost a third. But there's only one slight problem. It seems there aren't enough qualified Czech graduates in IT. Ruth Franta has more.
According to a recent study by the international agency IDC, investment in IT in the Czech Republic will reach a whopping 93 billion crowns, some $5 billion this year. Josef Gemela of IDC outlines the future of Czech IT business and its position among other European countries.
There are more than 150,000 employees in the Czech IT sector, and we believe this number will increase by 40,000 in the next 4 years. Yeah, the Czech IT industry is highly developed compared to other countries in Central and Eastern Europe. And measured by total IT spending, the Czech Republic is the third largest IT market in our region after Russia and Poland. And in terms of its share on the gross domestic product, the Czech IT market is the leader in the region.
However, if the Czech IT market really does develop at the expected speed, the country will soon have trouble filling the newly created jobs with qualified employees. Josef Gemela.
We didn't investigate this issue, but I don't think that the Czech labor market is able to provide so many employees, so many people, and especially in the IT sector, we see there is a lack of qualified and experienced employees.
Because of the shortage of university graduates with IT specialization, some companies have decided to establish their own colleges. One such school is the Unicorn College, founded by an IT company of the same name. I asked its director, Pavel Beranek, about the reasons for the shortage of qualified employees.
From my point of view, I think that there are two problems. The first one is the attractivity of IT. When you ask young people in grammar schools what they want to study, they don't want to study mathematics and other exact science. They think that IT is only programming, and they don't like it because programming is about mathematics. I think this is one part of problem, that schools and IT companies, they have to explain to young people what IT is. The second part of problem is the quality of university education in IT in Czech Republic. For example, when Unicorn wants to employ new employee, for example, developer, the new employee cost Unicorn 200,000 crowns and 2 months of time because we need to educate him.
Mr. Beranek assured me, however, that his school had no problems with attracting new students, perhaps because he never forgets to tell them that there is more money in the IT sector than in most other fields.
Thank you for that report, Ruth Frankova.